Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Back after this.
This is a court-ordered legal notice for Native Americans. A $760 million settlement has been reached with the United States Department of Agriculture that claims the USDA discriminated against Native Americans. If you tried to get a farm loan or loan servicing from the USDA between 1981 and November 24, 1999, you could get benefits. Those included in the settlement could get a payment of $50,000 or more, plus loan forgiveness on certain USDA loans. If you are included in this settlement, you need to know about your legal rights to be part of the settlement, object to it, or exclude yourself and keep your rights to file your own lawsuit. These rights must be acted on by February 28, 2011. To learn about the settlement and your legal rights, go to IndianFarmClass.com or call 1-888-233-5506. That's 1-888-233-5506.
We're talking over the next couple of days with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. And Dr. Peel says that current cash cattle prices are not all that far out of line with what he was anticipating for the final quarter of 2010. Daryl, what about these cash cattle prices? And any surprises in your mind?
I'm comfortable with where we are. You know, it's been a little more up and down as we've gone through the fall. And really what's happened with fed cattle price mirrors pretty closely what's happened with box beef. Those two markets are tied. They're always tied together, but they're tied together very directly right now. So the ability to be back at $1, $1 right now for fed cattle is tied to the fact that box beef has gone back up over $1.60 for choice. And again, all of that seemed feasible before, and here we are pretty close to the end of the year. So I'm okay with that.
Earlier in the year, we were making some pretty good money, but we kind of crept up as far as those costs. And so these guys, some cases making money, I guess some guys are even losing money.
I think some of them are right on the verge of being at that break-even point. And as we go forward, many of them, their break-even is going to continue to go up over the next month or two. And so it's going to be increasingly difficult for these feedlots if we don't see additional fed cattle prices, at least after the first of the year, for them to remain, to have any possibility of making any money.
As we peek into the first quarter of the new year, Dr. Peel says the real key will be to see higher cash cattle prices staying ahead of rapidly rising break-evens and closeouts.
Many of these feedlots are going to have break-evens that are in the 105 plus or minus range. In some cases, it's going to go up to 110 or higher in some. Obviously, we're going to have a very strong box beef price that will support that kind of fed cattle price, and that's the real unknown right now to see whether or not that can happen.
Moving back up the beef chain just a bit, Dr. Peel said earlier this year that looked like a real opportunity to make some serious money by adding pounds via wheat pasture. Of course, it got a little dry, finally got some rain and some late wheat pasture. Dr. Peel, is it too late to try to make that work?
If you buy the right kind of animal, you know, we've had a sort of a two-tiered feeder cattle market this fall where you had the lightweight animals that were very high priced with a fairly strong rollback. If you look at, say, a four-weight steer up to a six-weight steer, that doesn't work very well if you buy that traditional lightweight stocker animal. If you buy something that's closer to 600 pounds to begin with, the market has paid a very nice value of gain, if you will, offered a nice value of gain to take that animal up to 800 to 900 pounds in many cases. So for a short season, you don't have time to overcome a lot of rollback on those lightweight animals. You need to start with that bigger animal. And we're beginning to take some of that opportunity out of the market. But at the same time, it's still there. And I think there's still an opportunity for people that are even looking at an 80 or 85-day grazing season now for the winter to make that work.
Cattle Market Watcher Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, the old reliable, the McAllister Stockyards, have got their quality replacement cow and bull sale set for Saturday, December 4th, 12 noon at the Stockyards. This special cow and bull sale will feature 1,400 bred cows and pairs, 300 bred heifers, 70 bulls. 918-423-2834 for more information or go to their website. They've got a full listing there at McAllisterStockyards.com. 918-423-2834, McAllister Stockyards, special cow and bull sale Saturday, December 4th. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.